This is SDPB News. I'm Susie Hansen. 15 people are being indicted in South Dakota for the illegal trafficking of hundreds of migratory birds. Officials with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service say it's one of the largest cases of bird trafficking they've uncovered. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
Authorities are releasing the names of 15 individuals who are charged with trafficking eagles and other migratory birds. The indictments are a result of a 2-year investigation into bird trafficking. They say roughly 250 eagles and over 100 hawks and owls have been trafficked during this time. Randy Seiler is the U.S. attorney for South Dakota. He says this was an illegal black market trafficking of eagles and eagle parts, like feathers, talons, and beaks, for profit.
There was no cultural sensitivity, there was no spirituality, there was no tradition in the manner in which these defendants handled these birds. It basically was a chop shop for eagles. They had eagle feathers stuffed in garbage bags, in Walmart bags, blood all over, transported them in various vehicles and coolers.
Seiler says the defendants in the case are both native and non-native. He says he also expects federal charges against the defendants. Dan Rollins is an assistant special agent with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says bird trafficking is happening across the country and into Canada.
Although the scope of today's announcement and indictments is South Dakota, there has been information and spin-off cases because of this one in other parts of the country as well. So this is not a localized problem. It's a national problem.
Rollins says traffickers are selling these birds for anywhere from $1,000 to $1,200. Initial appearances for the defendants are set for May 1st in Rapid City. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Rapid City.
In the Black Hills, there's a winter storm watch late tonight into tomorrow.